So as a parent, when you look at your child, can you tell if he or she is overweight? A new study says almost definitely no. Dustin Duncan, professor of the Department of Population Health at the New York University School of Medicine, joins us now. He's the head author of this new piece of fascinating research. Dustin, great to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, the Department of Population Health, that's got to be an interesting thing to study. How, now we're talking about just what, national populations? Do you focus on just the U.S. or?
So we have a strong focus on the U.S., but we also do work internationally. And essentially, we're interested in health, not just as in one particular person, but understanding determinants of health for large groups of populations, and not just kind of determinants, but also interventions. So we're really keen to thinking about strategies for improving the health of large groups.
Okay.
So, for example, we do work with schools to improve the school climate, to improve child obesity. We do work with African-American churches to understand ways to improve African-American church members' blood pressure management, et cetera.
I mean, are there segments of our population, race-wise or otherwise, that are clearly are less healthy than others?
Yeah, so we know that health disparities is very common among certain groups. So, for example, as it pertains to obesity, we know that African Americans and low-income individuals are more likely to be overweight than others. We also know from my work and others that low-income people in New York have a variety of other kind of health conditions, including hypertension, such as hypertension.
Yeah, and that's just the food they're eating?
So we think about this in a multifactorial perspective. So certainly the food that one eats influences their health, but also there's a context to which we eat food and by which food is available. So we know that my work and others shows that that not all neighborhoods have access to healthy food stores or places where you can be physically active. For example, parks. And so you can imagine the case if you don't live in a neighborhood next to parks, then you may be less likely to be physically active. And certainly if you live in a neighborhood that has an abundance of unhealthy food options, so for example, fast food restaurants, as opposed to supermarkets, you are probably much more likely to engage in unhealthy eating.
Right. Although the fast food restaurants, they appear to be really everywhere at this point, aren't they?
They aren't ubiquitously available in all neighborhoods, and I think that may vary geographically.
Right.
So in certain parts of Manhattan, yes, fast food restaurants may be ubiquitous or more ubiquitous than other places, but it really varies across geography.
Well, and certainly Whole Foods, that's hard to come by in some neighborhoods, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. So some neighborhoods don't have
any grocery stores. I mean, I know in downtown Detroit sometimes I was stunned how I couldn't find a place like an actual market of any kind when I visited there at one point. I'm talking to Dustin Duncan, professor at the Department of Population Health at New York University School of Medicine. So, Duncan, I want to get to your study.
Okay.
And you're looking at parents, and the parents are being asked, how does they've got an overweight child. How does that child look to me? And what kinds of results were you getting from that?
Yeah, so what we did more specifically is we wanted to look at the change over time in parents' perception of their preschool child's weight status. Mm-hmm. And so there have been some studies that have looked actually at weight misperception and weight perception among parents, but they've done so among small groups of people that aren't necessarily representative of anybody.
Okay.
So you can imagine the case that I live in New York City, and we do a study only in this really small neighborhood. And while our findings may be interesting and important, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's representative to anybody necessarily.
Yeah. Okay.
But we use data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and this data is nationally representative. So we had two groups of children. One group was from 1988 to 1994, over 3,000 kids, and another group of over 3,000 kids from 2007 to 2012. And so we examined whether parents' perception of their preschool child's weight status changed over the last two decades. And so we knew the kids measured height and weight, so we're able to determine their body mass index, which is how we determine whether a child is overweight, healthy weight,
or not. And so what about the overweight kids? I mean, how often do parents recognize that?
Yeah, so essentially we found that the vast majority of parents perceived their kids as about the right weight, whether a child was overweight or obese. And more specifically, about 95% of parents identified their overweight child, overweight child, as about the right weight.
What does that mean? So their kids are overweight and the parents, they don't see it somehow?
So there's a number of potential explanations for this. One is this idea of social comparison. So you can imagine that you're a parent, you drop your child off at preschool, and then your child also plays in neighborhoods with other children, of course. Mm-hmm. And because of the high prevalence of obesity in neighborhoods, you may not understand that your child is actually overweight or obese, given that you're comparing your child's weight with that of their peers, as opposed to the clinical growth charts. And so that's one exponential explanation.
So basically, so many kids are overweight that there's just no, it looks like they're all about the same size?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that parents may not actually believe that their child, well, one, the pediatrician may not be telling the parent that the child is overweight, yeah. And or the parent may not actually believe the pediatrician. So it's possible that parents, because these are really young children that we examine from 2 to 5, so it's possible that parents may think their children may, quote unquote, grow out of it, mm-hmm. That it's just, quote unquote, baby fat. And that's another potential explanation.
I see. So okay, well, that makes sense because they're, you said, 2 to 5 years old, very young kids. And do they tend to grow out of it? Or?
So that's a really important question. So the idea, the importance of the study is that, in fact, children may not grow out of it. And so we know that obesity, like other conditions, follow you throughout your life course. Mm-hmm. So, for example, and more specifically, children who are overweight and obese, including in preschool, tend to be overweight and obese as they grow older in childhood, as well as in adolescence into adulthood. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really important that we try to monitor maintain, if not lose, weight to be as healthy weight as possible to mitigate the cycle of for someone to be an obese adult.
Yeah, and it's tough when the perception, it can be skewed so much when the whole population is getting heavier. Again, the study finding that parents of overweight young children, they're actually overweight, 94.9%, 95% of them believe their kids are, quote, just right. The size is just right. Dustin Duncan, professor of the Department of Population Health at the New York University School of Medicine. Dustin, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.